I am not like these other people who went to Israel and brought nothing for you. I brought something. Wait.
Oh, yes.
Wait. This alabaster box, this oil was meant. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
It is not just the oil. Do you understand? It is meant for favor. Whosoever was anointed by this oil,
yes,
he never went down. It was up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah. Yeah. From the Holy Land, yeah, with anointing, from the upper room, things are changing. From the Holy Land.
Do you say this? Huh? That's my sentiment tonight. There's no oil on earth with a wonderful smell more than this. This one, it will smell nice more than your perfume. Now, what is the story behind? This is what God told me. And now someone is watching. He's like, oh my God, I wish I was there. He said, you wish. If wishes were horses, everyone could ride them. Now, listen. Imagine, this is the most expensive oil in the world. Do you see? Just oil. Putting in all these boxes. All these boxes here. You see these boxes? And inside, just something very small. Justice. So for us to make it easier and faster, this is what's going to happen. Let me start myself first.
Yeah! I see.
Now, what are you believing God for? It's a simple question. What are you believing God for? Because when this comes on you, it will happen. The problem is not oil. Listen to me. So many times David came across of oil. So many times himself came across of the oil. But it needed someone in particular, Samuel, who was anointed to anoint other people.
Yes.
You may get oil yourself. Mm. But the day where the man of God says, now take the oil, do this, is another story.
Oh, yes.
Listen, so I want you to pray first. After the prayer, I'm going to pass this oil to move around. All you will do is to hold it, spray yourself, give a neighbor. I thought I was gonna hear joy in this place. Tell your neighbor, it's gonna be self-service.
It's gonna be self-service.
Now, the smell, Jesus, you're watching on the TV, come. Oh, sorry, you're far. Next time, eh? Can I spray it over you on the TV? Next time. Say, Jesus. Say again, Jesus.
Jesus, that's my boss.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
When this oil comes on you, if you will not receive, you don't need deliverance anymore. But you need what I call physical deliverance. And I will deliver you physically. I will squeeze you like lemon juice. Today, how lucky are you that the major prophet brought a gift? So, I say, there's a difference to anoint yourself and when you do it, when the major prophet says, do it.
Oh, yes.
You can take this oil at your house and anoint yourself. Huh? But when the major prophet, when Jesus said to Peter, now, cast.
The net.
These are two different levels.
Oh, yes.
Do you understand? So I want you for the first time to believe God for something. And you're going to tell God, you know what? I am believing you to do this for me. And after prayer, begin to say, I'm believing God for this and for this. Before December, I'm going to have this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have. Never change your confession. Keep on believing. I'm believing God for this. And this, and tell your neighbor, look at me very well. And come back after a month or so. I may employ you.
I will employ you.
As my driver.
As my
driver. Of my Rolls Royce.
Of my Rolls Royce.
These things look so impossible to those who don't believe.
Oh, yes.
I told people, if you have never seen someone who could believe God for something and he had what he believed God for, then ask me. I will tell you. I will tell you. I will tell you that, my friend, I believed God for something and I got it. Do you understand or you don't understand at all? Do you understand or you don't understand?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, my faith is now very, very far. Now, I want to do some crazy things. You see this car? Receive it.
I receive. I receive.
Receive it. Not the scholar you are believing God for. That's an embarrassment to my God. How do you go in a garage and look at a Yaris and say, I'm believing God for this wonderful car? Say, not to me.
Not me.
Say, we are a church of faith.
Church of faith.
Those are cars when you park outside your house. They'll ask you a question. How did you buy it? And your answer will be simple. It's not by power. It's not by might. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. Shout somebody. I think I have a problem. I've got crazy faith. I have crazy faith. That's why I can look at people who are sick on wheelchairs and tell them to say, what are you doing here? What, I move out? Because to them it's like, huh? I heard a woman told me two weeks ago in the overflow. I looked at her like this and I said, woman, what are you doing here? She said, I'm sick. I said, why? I said, move out. So she walked. So she said, Major. She said, people were praying for me, many pastors. They were sweating. And I was not moving out of this wheelchair. But it's just the same, move out and I'm moving out. I said, hey, it's not prayer here. Uh-huh. Prayer does not work in these things.
Oh, yes.
But it is a faith.
Oh, yes.
Faith that can move mountains.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody here? Faith that can move what?
Mountain.
Jesus said, if you have faith in your heart, and never doubt that what you have said shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you shall say. Which means in saying without faith, there is no having. So there is a secret. You must say it with the faith in your heart and not doubt. Mark 11 from verse 22. If you say it and not doubt. And Jesus answered unto him and said, have faith in God. Verse 23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says, not prays. Not prays, but says. So what are you saying? I'm asking, I want to hear an answer. What are you saying now? Are you sick? Are you sick? What are you saying now? That's what the Bible says, simple. Let the poor say, I am rich. And let the weak say,
I am strong.
And let the lame say,
I walk.
I can walk. The blind say,
I can see.
So that scripture couldn't just come to the Bible, because God is expecting you not to say, I am lame. No, the Bible says, let the lame say, I can walk. Let the blind say, not say, oh, I can't see. No, they must say,
I can see.
Not I will see, but I can. Which means there's a possibility. Don't say, I am poor. The Bible says, let the poor say,
I am rich.
But what do you confess? You always confess, I'm struggling, or nothing is moving. I'm. Come on, you are missing the formula. Let the poor say, I am rich. But how many poor are saying they're rich? That's the question. How many poor are saying they're rich? Every poor person is complaining and depressing. Say, not anymore.
Not anymore.
You are speaking like you don't know what you're talking about. Can you say louder?
Not
anymore. I want to start teaching you how to believe.
Yes.
Many Christians are taught how to pray, but not many are taught how to believe. Do you understand or don't understand? Do you understand or don't understand? How many understand? How many understand? How many understand here? As far as you can see, it shall be yours. Yeah, like, just like. Uh-huh. That one is one of your apartments for... This is your... This one. To someone who is watching us and is like, are these guys crazy? Oh, yes, we are crazy for Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, we are crazy for Jesus. And you can call us crazy, we don't care. We don't eat at your house. We are not your brothers. We are not your sisters. We receive in the name of Jesus.
Receive.
Yeah. Right now, people are like, look at these people, they are crazy. Hey? Huh? Hmm? Crazy, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Who told you people who are in Christ are not crazy? Huh. The Bible says it. It says they shall call you foolish. Yeah. Not just that, not just calling crazy, but stoning us, even persecute us. Calling us crazy and fake is not enough. Come and stone us and even crucify us. We don't care.
Who cares?
Oh, am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
But when you are coming to crucify us, think twice. Because you can die before you actually come to crucify us. Say, we are dangerous.
We are dangerous.
Hey. What are you believing God for? Are you believing God for something? Are you believing God for something? I want you to talk to God. I want you to tell God, God, I am believing you for this and this. I told you, I came here on a what? Assignment. I saw pain. That's it. I never even taught you anything. I am just telling you based on the vision I had. Where I saw God transferring wealth from the hands of sinners to the hands of the righteous.
I receive.
Put that one at your home village for your mother and your father. I had these guys, what do you call them, this other magazine. They had actually to fall and they say, we want to take a story of your house. I said, okay, go ahead. I think some of you saw it. They actually had just to write inside Bushiri's house. It's on internet. Inside Prophet Bushiri's house. They have just written a story just to talk about inside my house.
Oh, yes.
Full page. Just talking about in his bedroom, it looks like this. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Your house must attract media attention.
Oh, yes.
Do you think the house you are staying in can attract media attention?
No.
Say, look at your neighbor, say, now, look at your neighbor, say, I was not believing all this time. I didn't have faith all this time. Look at your neighbor, say, but from now.
From now.
Say, hey, hey.
Hey.
Say the contracts I will do. The businesses I'm going. Oh, yeah. Tell your neighbor, if I want a job tomorrow, I'm going to get it. If I want anything, by next week, I'm going to have it. Say, that's how I believe. Look at the Jews in the wilderness. When they want food, they were not praying. And they say, okay, so we're going to eat next year. Oh, sister, in Christ, have faith. You know, God will heal you slowly, slowly, little by little. Hallelujah. When I was young, I went with this pastor to pray for someone who was lame. And this man was lame on the wheelchair, and he was a school teacher. And I went with this man of God who is a pastor, and I was young. And I go there, and the pastor prays for the person. And he prays for this teacher, and he says to the teacher, hallelujah. You know how that type of talking of the Pentecostal type of talking or spiritual? Oh, Hallelujah. Don't talk spiritual of no power, eh? Oh, praise the Lord. Anything, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Anything, oh, oh, hallelujah, more demon. What? Heal this person here. Now, this pastor was so spiritual, and he was like, oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, you know. And even the voice changed. He was like, and he prayed for this person. And then he says, hallelujah. God will be healing you little by little. Hallelujah. So we left. I took them up. The following day, early in the morning, I went there by myself. I said, in the name of Jesus, rise. I didn't even send walk. Just rise. There was a force that pushed the man from the wheelchair. Bah! He didn't walk. He jumped and ran.
Oh, yes.
Little by little. How? Where? Who? When? Say now. Now.
Now. Now.
Look at your neighbor and say, now, 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 now.
Now, 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 now.
Your healing, your deliverance. This is now, I think you have seen how my faith works, right? If there's a church that you have seen how, I believe it's you. When I say today, I'm going to cancel all the school fees. I don't say tomorrow, I say you think, what is that? Where do you see this kind of faith? Where you come on the television and the millions are watching, you're like, now I'm going to pray. All the students, the school fees will be paid. People are waiting like this. Okay, let's see it. And you begin to pray and all students in the church that are coming, oh, my fees has been paid. If now I can just decide now to say, okay, let me pay your debt, I will just speak. We call it faith that moves mountains. You see, they even say controversial. I like it. In fact, they would say the most controversial. You see, they say just showing the home and the house. You think they're going to show that the house you are staying? I say, Major, I believe with you. Say, something has to happen now.
Something has to happen
no,
now.
No, no, no. Say it again. Say it
something
again.
Something has to happen
say,
now.
I stand in agreement with you, Major.
I stand in agreement with you, Major.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Let poverty be defeated.
Let poverty be defeated.
Are you hearing me or you're not hearing me? A house attracting media attention, right in the whole page. Just the shower, the bathroom. Speaking details. Also, when you go there in the bathroom, there is this. And you can't afford living in that house you're living. So no, Major, no.
Oh,
so I believe in the name of the Lord. Can I see your hand up?
I believe
if
in
you
the name
believe,
of the Lord.
If you believe, can I see your hand up? How many says, Major, your faith motivates me?
Major, your faith motivates me.
So if God can do it for you, he's going to do it for me.
If God can do it for you, he's going to do it for me.
This is the problem now. If it is other people, it becomes a testimony. But when it is the Major one talking, it becomes pride. And you say, why is he telling us? Why? Because I can. Yes. So why is he? If this thing is bothering you, open your own church. I can help you to buy even a microphone. Where you'll be telling your church how you are living in that poor house and how you manage to struggle paying rent and all those things. Simple. If you oppose what we are saying, open your church. So be telling your members how you are struggling to pay rent and how you are living in the small house and how you live in you drive a skolokolo. Yeah. Simple. You don't oppose what you can't do. Tell your neighbor, from now my faith is changing. Tell your neighbor again, from now my faith is changing.
My faith is changing.
Clap your hands if you can. Some. Now, why I'm saying all these things? I'm trying to provoke your faith. Because you are begging small. Father, I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal me. What is your problem? The uncle is the uncle. This is spending. Ah. Hey, we have got better things to pray for. This one, just touch it and say, be healed. It's gone. Pain gone. Now and now, gone. Let's talk about you now. Demonstrate your faith. The Bible says, show me your faith. I will show you my works. Faith without works is dead. Currently, you're operating on a dead faith. We want to see you coming in church. Not the problems, but the testimonies. I want you to be telling me that, oh man of God, yesterday I was moving, I went to the hospital. Just when I passed, just my shadow, whoever it touched in the hospital was discharged. Not telling me I'm feeling something is moving from here, it's going here, from here. Major. You must be graduating. Your faith must be growing. Am I talking to somebody? I don't want to be hearing the things you. Oh, every time I want to be prayed for. No, I want to be hearing now. You telling me, Major, I led 50 people to Christ. I preached to 50 people in the streets and they received Jesus. Yeah, now we are talking. I want to be hearing things like, oh, Major, I just signed a $100 million deal.
I receive.
And so tomorrow is a payment day. Not delays. They'll pay us next month. Next month comes. And no. Instant delay. Payment.
I receive.
Take it.
I receive.
I want to be hearing all those things. Say, it's time.
It's time.
Devil, pay back my money. Whatever been hindering me,
whatsoever
been holding me, by fire, you will release it.
You will release it.
I come here with this assignment. Changing the water from the wicked rich to the saints. I want you to pray, okay? I want you to pray. When we are done with the prayer, I'm going to give you the oil. It's not only this one. I have plenty. Jesus. You're joking. Everyone is going to have... You will leave this place smelling the alabaster box oil. Yeah! Now, you see what Judas said. Huh? Until today, we have got the people with Judas mentality. This oil, there was a woman, a prostitute, who she worked for prostitution for the whole year. All her earnings, she invested in this oil. That's how expensive it is. The whole year wages, she invested in the oil. When she met Jesus, she broke this bottle on his feet. And guess what Judas said? Judas said, ah, she would have sold this oil and have money. Why is she spending on your feet? Yet this smell didn't just go on Jesus' feet. It went the whole, even him, Judas, was smelling better because of the same oil. But you see his mentality. He's still jealous, yet he is now smelling better. When something good happens to your spiritual father, be happy. It is happening to everyone, not
I receive.
When something happens to a fellow saint, to a fellow Christian, be happy.
Oh, yes.
Do you know until today, there has never been, I'm not telling you a lie, you go to Israel, they'll tell you, there has never been a rich person the whole Middle East more than Job. There has never been, including Israel, including Iran, including Syria, Egypt, all Middle East, there has never been one who has been so rich more than Job. Until today. But who was Job? Was Job a devil worshiper?
No. Oh.
He was a child of God, like you. Say, my God.
My God.
I was chatting with someone on faith. And this is a man of God, a very powerful man from America. And when I spoke to him of faith, he said, I think I have never believed. That's what he said. He said, oh, I think I have never believed. He was so surprised in how I believe in God. And how I believe for something that happens in my life. I want you to get the same level. Well, you can believe for something. And it can what? Say, my faith has to work. Clap your hands if you can. Hodi, are you here? Hodi. Raise up your hands, everyone. I want you to pray. I want you to lift up your hands and pour out your heart to God and say, really, God, you said ask and shall be given. You said whatsoever shall ask you in your name, you shall do it unto me. I'm asking you tonight on this. Mention one by one what you need. The moment you say amen, I want you to start believing God for that. Raise up your hands and begin to pray. Raise up your hands. Raise up your hands.
I believe. You will change my life. I believe,
in
you. You will change my life. I believe in you.
Jesus.
You will change my life.
All this is alabaster box. Speaking on oil. What I want you to do, spray it in your hand. Once in your hand. And I will tell you what to do with it after I spread in your hand. And some will come in a bowl. The bowl that will be moving around. And all you have to do is to dip your finger in it. This man will remain spiritually forever.
I receive.
Physically, it will fade, but not spiritually. Everyone will be anointed. Just put in your hand and wait for my instruction. I told you to anoint yourself and to have a prophet like Samuel to anoint you. They are two different things. To cast the net into the deeper waters yourself and to have one person saying, cast now. It's all two different stories. You may anoint yourself busy like this, but when I say now, do it. All right. So we have this one and this one. So all these two. And plus many more. So I'm putting this one. Just remove on top there. I'm putting this one. Now the question is, who must I give this bottle? That's a question. All right, so I have got two here. What I want you to do is just to put your finger like this, full stop. Full stop. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. This is how spiritually you go. You're going to smell a smell of favor.
I receive.
For the first time ever, you were anointed by Major One for favor like this.
I receive.
This oil, don't pour it on your head. It's very expensive, eh? Just put it on your finger and wait for my instruction. Because I want to anoint today you for the first time to be anointed for your job, anointed for your marriage, for your business.
I receive.
Now you will see the difference of being here physically and being here through TV. Jesus! Be the first one to take the anointing. Now, let's give it. That's what they call the alabaster oil. All the way from Holy Land. You. Jesus. The church singer, sing loud and tell God, you change my life. Once again, sing out. You change my life. Hallelujah! Give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Can you give me my oil? Give me my oil. Please, my oil. Okay. You're watching on the TV. Touch this plate. Just touch this plate, those watching on the TV. Touch it. In Jesus' name. Now, I want you to do something. I want you to do something. I want you to smell that oil again. Is it smelling?
Yes.
Is it smelling?
Yes.
The smell you are smelling there is a smell of favor.
See.
Wait. God is now angry that you are still struggling yet you are his child.
Yes.
And now God wants to remember you this year.
I see.
You will start a thing, you will finish it.
I see.
You will apply for a job, they will not even interview, they will pick you immediately.
I see.
The Lord will prosper you in the name of Jesus.
I see.
I say, God will open every door which is closed by the enemy.
I see.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
In the main hall, in the main hall, receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
In the hot D, receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Say, so what God will open for me.
What God will open for
it
me.
It shall be permanent.
Shall be permanent.
Say it again.
What God shall open for me, it shall be permanent.
Say it again.
What God shall open for me, it shall be permanent.
Now, with that oil on your hand, or on your, whether it has dried or not, but I want you to put it on your face. Anoint your face. Touch your face with that hand. I want to tell you something. I'm not crazy to tell you to do this. I know what I'm doing. Listen. Smell it again. That thing that you are trying to do, it is taking time to happen. For so long you are struggling. Whether it's a project, whether it's a career, whatever it is taking time to happen. From now, there will be speed in the name of Jesus.
I see.
I said by God's power. The Bible says you shall succeed by his spirit.
Oh yes. See.
May you succeed in the name of Jesus.
I see.
This is my assignment for tonight.
Oh yes.
God told me, he said, for a long time, that person is failing to move from one level to another level. And he said, when you shall anoint that person with this oil, if you remove it from Israel and take it to the service and go to, you know what I did? Yesterday I didn't announce much about today's service. And I'm surprised, the whole diesel fool, it's like you knew or something. Who was telling you to come today? Because I was telling God, I said, please God, I don't want many people to come. I want only a few, so that I anoint only a few. Had I known that you are a child of Rayon.
Oh yes.
Say it is done.
It is done.
Say it again.
It is done.
Say it again.
It is done.
Let me hear your joy.
Yeah.
in the main hall. I can't hear your joy in the main hall. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. It is done. It is done. It is done.
It is done.
Say, look what your neighbor. Say, I am free. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
But my life has completely changed. So I was waiting for the anointing from Israel.
For the anointing from Israel.
I thought Major took it alone.
I thought Major took it alone.
But he took it for me.
But he took it for me.
So I shall come back with a testimony. Shout! Watch your neighbor and they say the alabaster oil,
the alabaster oil
is on me.
Is on me.
The same one which was on Jesus.
The same one which was on Jesus.
Now look what your neighbor said. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
You must believe God for something.
You must believe God for something.
What are you believing God for, neighbor? What are they saying? What are they saying? What are they believing God for? Tell your neighbor, I am believing God for the healing of my children, for the healing of my family. I am believing God for the healing of someone,
for the healing of someone,
for the deliverance of someone I know,
for the deliverance of someone,
for the deliverance of myself,
for the deliverance of myself,
for my miracle,
for my miracle.
Say, Major One has said,
Major One has said,
before December,
before December,
I must believe something big.
I must believe something big.
As long as I can see it.
As long as I can see it.
And say it.
And say it.
I will have it.
I will have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we have people here who came here for with a picture of someone. I want Major One to touch my brother. Oh, listen. Believe God for them that it is done.